Maryland's News Now. On the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
We said we'd talk about the military options. What are they? I mean, presumably they range from Tomahawk cruise missile strike to anything to troops on the ground and an invasion in the style of Iraq in 2003.
You should be the Minister of Defense. You've just laid out a different range of options. Suffice to say, the options are there. The United States Department of Defense is ready to carry out those options. If that would occur, that would occur also in coordination with our international partners.
That was Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel talking with a BBC reporter today, saying assets have been moved and are in place and ready to comply with whatever option the president wishes to take against Syria. But it does appear that momentum is building to do something against the Syrian government. Edward Uranian is the CBS News correspondent in Cairo. He talks with us frequently from the Middle East, and he joins us now. Edward, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Mary Beth. Well, the opposition, Syrian opposition in Jordan, was presenting this military operation as a fait accompli, that it was already decided upon and that it would take place within the next several days. Of course, in the meantime, after they made those statements on the Arab satellite channels, we saw that the UN weapons inspectors, who were supposed to visit the second site, alleged chemical weapons site today, delayed their visit until tomorrow. So the undoubtedly no operation can take place until the weapons inspectors have finished their inspections. And it's not entirely clear that if they're going to leave immediately after tomorrow's operation anyway. So I think we're at least in for another 3-4 days before anything takes place.
Yeah, I thought the plan was to try and get them out of the country.
Yes, I suspect that that is the plan. And certainly, judging by the movement of assets, you could see planes going into the British bases in Cyprus at Akrotiri and Dekhalia. The U.S. has asked Greece to use its air bases, Kalamata and Souda Bay on Crete. And the Arab League today condemned Syria for the chemical weapons attack. I'm not sure why they did that, because we still don't have proof. The White House spokesman, Jay Carney, insisted that the U.S. did have proof. There were statements from the rebels saying that Western powers had satellite imagery to prove that the Syrian government actually did it. I can't imagine that that's true, because they were shelling those areas anyway. Those could have been normal shells. You couldn't prove from a satellite what kind of shell hit those areas. I've seen a British blogger who catalogs this sort of thing showing pictures of alleged chemical weapons rockets that were used. You undoubtedly can't prove that those were actually used. Someone didn't plant them. And I remember from my days in Lebanon how painstakingly the Lebanese army used to investigate a shell to determine from whence it came. I don't imagine that the U.S. could possibly have determined those things.
Edward, I don't know if you can get a feel for this or not. Obviously, the U.S. Deeply disturbed by what appears to be a chemical weapons attack. Also, European nations have denounced that as well, the Syrian government denying it. Do you have a sense how the rebels feel about an attack on military targets in Syria from the U.S.?
Yes, I think the rebels have been pushing for a military attack from the U.S. by the U.S. for months now. It would improve their strategic position on the ground. Undoubtedly, one of the targets would be Assad's air assets, military bases, air bases, planes, weapons stockpiles, an air base on the outskirts of Damascus called Mazdeh Air Base. I think all of these, if they were degraded, they would help the strategic position of the rebels. But that being said, I don't know that would help the strategic position for peace in the area, because allowing the rebels at this point to win would mean you would be giving a number of very radical groups on the ground the right to invade areas that they don't already control. And the opposition council, the main opposition council, is primarily filled with Muslim Brotherhood people now. And we saw where the Muslim Brotherhood got us in Egypt. So I'm not sure that's a formula for success either.
Yeah, I know that right now Egypt has its own issues, but are they taking a stance on this? The people in charge today.
Yes, the Egyptian military has been notably reluctant to get involved in Syria to go against the government because Egypt and Syria used to be united back in the 1950s. But Saudi Arabia is pushing for this military operation. They bankrolled the Egyptian army. So I think they're keeping quiet because they don't have a lot of choice.
Edward Uranian, CBS News correspondent in Cairo, joining us live. Thank you, as always, for being here.
My pleasure. My pleasure, Mary Beth.